Hey, good evening, guys. Welcome to Hoosier Hockey Live. My name is Kyle Carlisle, and we are pleased to have Teddy Munn on the show tonight. Teddy is a senior at Carmel High School. This gentleman currently has 21 goals and 24 assists in 44 games this year. He recently had the overtime winning goal in the Hoosier League Championship game versus Zionsville. So we are pleased to have Teddy Munn on the podcast for the interview today. We are going to patch into this interview a little bit later in the interview. We did have some technical difficulties during this. So if you're hearing this on iTunes, you're not going to get the full Facebook interview. You're just going to get about 30 minutes of it. So thanks for being flexible with us on this. We're glad that he was able to take some time and have some discussion with us here on Hoosier Hockey Live. This episode is brought to you by All Black Hockey Sticks. AllBlackHockeySticks.com. It's the place for you to go and shop for the 440-gram composite hockey stick that is one of the best on the market. So, again, that's AllBlackHockeySticks.com. If you go to the referral box, you'll type in Hoosier Hockey Live or HHL, and you will be entered to win a prize at the end of the month, courtesy of All Black Hockey Sticks and Hoosier Hockey Live. This episode of Hoosier Hockey Live is also brought to you by Steiner Sports Training. Steiner Sports Training in Indianapolis is the only place to go for hockey athlete-specific training. At Steiner, they have a Olympic-style weight room with big squat racks. They've also got a turf run area where you can do plyometrics, wind sprints. You can also do the sled as well. And then, of course, they have the hockey treadmill on the hockey deck, which is state-of-the-art, and there's nothing like it here in the state of Indiana. So if you have any questions, go to steinersportstraining.com for all of your needs for that. And we like to thank both of those companies for the support of Hoosier Hockey Live.
Yeah, man. So, 3-2 on the weekend, 30-23 on the year, currently ranked number 5. Just kind of give us your thoughts on the year so far and, maybe a couple of high points to this point.
We started off kind of rough. I don't think a lot of the kids bought in, and we weren't really focused at the beginning of the year. We were also on like the SHL at the beginning of the year, which is playing a lot of hard Chicago high school teams. So not a lot of the younger kids really like knew what to expect. So I think that was one of the issues from this year. And then we had a little team meeting, and I think we got like kind of back on the right direction. And then, Now I think we're rolling. I think we're playing a lot better. We weren't really getting a lot of shots on net in the beginning of the year, and now we're getting like averaging almost 30 in the past like 10 or 15 games. Probably one of the highest point of this year so far is obviously the Hoosier League tournament, winning that. So yeah.
Yeah, I remember being at the championship game there. That game was unreal. It was back and forth the whole way. And, having the crosstown rival in Zionsville, that's got to be unreal for you for 4 years.
Yeah. It was obviously a hard game, it was just back and forth, as you said. I honestly thought they were winning the first two periods and then I think we got some momentum going into the third with Matthew Label scoring that was a big goal to tie it up 1-1. And then I think Patrick Waterman scored their second one. And I know Johnny would love to have that goal back. I think I was talking to him, I go, "What happened there?" He goes, he thought he was either going to shoot it, and he thought Patrick just, like, duffed it, and then it just, like, went lucky in five hole or whatever. Mm. So, yeah. And then I didn't even – I think there was, like, maybe 50 seconds left. I didn't even know how much time was left, and I didn't even know we pulled the goalie. And then, like, I was just like, oh, okay, we scored. It was insane.
Yeah, yeah. Your setup on the game tying goal was pretty legit. I mean, there was a ton of traffic in front, and how you thread the needle there was beyond me. But it got through, and he banged it home. And just kind of give us your thoughts as you guys tied the game. What was going through your mind?
I thought it was honestly kind of sloppy because we were in our neutral zone. We were just passing it back and forth, and then I think Teddy George skated in, and he lost the battle to Patrick, and then I think Patrick was trying to clear the zone, and he couldn't, and it just, like, landed right on my stick, and I saw Robbie come right at me. I was like, oh, crap, what am I going to do? And then I think he thought I was going to shoot it, so I just kind of, like, made a little backhand toe drag around him, and then I was thinking about shooting, but there was a lot of, like, traffic in front of net, so I was like, this could go good or bad. And then I just saw Bo Armstrong on the back door, so I just slid over to him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and when you guys tied the game, that place absolutely erupted, man. That place, it was so loud, and I couldn't imagine, man. That was pretty an unreal moment. And right when you guys scored, I was like, oh, man, this game, it was already tight, but I was like, overtime is going to be sick. So.
Yeah.
So walk us through overtime. You know, you guys go 3-on-3.
Yeah, I was tired, obviously, but I was on the bench, and I went to Brad Minnick. I go, Brad, I can't go out against Donovan. He's like, why? I go, I'm gassed, and he's fast. He's like, okay. And then they were going to put somebody out there, and then he told me to go. He's like, okay, Robbie's not out there. I'm like, okay. And then I went out, and that wasn't the best. The first shift wasn't the best for me. I think I skated in the zone, and then I just made a bad turnover, and then I got off, and right after that, Teddy George went down and hit the crossbar, which is really close.
Yeah.
And then, that was funny. I saw Chinny kiss the crossbar right after that happened. That was funny. And then I think it was me, Nick George, and Teddy George, and I remember I think Nick George won the faceoff. I kind of went, and I was going to help him, and then I think Tanner Tromazak and Robbie were on me, and then Nick kind of got in. He went behind the net, and I was like kind of confused because I thought he was going to give it to me earlier, like on a backhand or something. I was like, okay, I'll shoot it in, and he just stood behind the net, and right when I got it, I just saw that little opening top left, and I saw Chinny really wasn't paying that much attention, so I just shot it, and it went in.
Man, and a shot where you didn't have a lot of space, man. Like, there was a very small corner. And, in fact, I talked to Brad about this after the fact. Had you missed the net, that's a two-on-one the other way.
Yeah.
So you had to be really fine with that, and then you were. So it goes in, and your thoughts right as the puck crossed the line.
I was just freaking out. All I remember is I went on one knee. And then just celebrated with everybody. And then one of the dads on our team recorded that. And it's funny because Johnny was all excited. And he went down on, he was like from blue line to blue line on one knee. And no, like we weren't even going towards him. And he just looked kind of stupid. But it was so funny. And then he just came and like jumped into all of us.
That's hilarious, man. Yeah. But a sick moment though, man. Game where it was back and forth and a lot of the guys on both teams knew each other growing up, and there's a lot of history there. So, you know, being able to, you know, beat a team of that caliber, you know, in Zionsville, currently 32-9, that's got to be a big feather in the cap moving forward, you know, closer to the state tournament now.
Yeah, that was, like, honestly probably the first time I played good against Zionsville. I don't know why, but throughout my, like, whole entire career, whenever I play against, like, a bunch of kids I know, I always play terrible. Like, the first two games we played, I was not in it. I don't know why, but I think this is definitely my best game against them.
Right on. And if the stars align, if I'm reading the bracket right, you guys might see them one more time. Is that right?
Yeah. So I know Friday, not this Friday, but next Friday, we play Adams Marion for the first game, and then Zionsville plays St. Joe. And I think if we win and they win, we'll play them. That I don't really know if I like how the state's doing it this year. It's kind of confusing. I don't know. It might be better, but yeah. So I think we might be able to see them in one more time.
Okay. And then obviously, you know, all roads lead back to Culver Military Academy.
Yeah.
In a series where you played them close two games and won into the last like 15 seconds of the game. So I imagine you want that one back.
Yeah, definitely. The first game, obviously, I don't like Culver. I know I don't think anybody from Carmel or Zionsville likes Culver. But yeah, that first game, it was a close one. Couldn't clutch that one. And then the second game, I think it was a back and forth game, kind of like the Zionsville game. But I think we scored, they scored, then we scored. It was all tied up. And then with 13 seconds left, I think they dumped it in the zone and we got kind of sloppy on our like breakout and stuff like that. So I think they scored with 13 seconds left on a backdoor pass.
Yeah. And, man, it was kind of weird the way that the tides turned so quick in that game. You guys were up and I was like, oh shit, they're going to win. They're going to beat Culver. And then they scored that third one or second one right quick. And like you said, in the last minute, that was kind of an uncharacteristic, you know, play coming out of the zone or trying to get it out of the zone. But, you know, looking back on it now, hindsight's always 20/20. You've just got to now simply do the things you need to do to get back to that game and try to get that one back. I mean, you know, there's still a lot of hockey to be played between now and then. So,
yeah,
you know,
true.
you got to, you know, do the simple things right and continue to get wins and you'll get that one back. I, you know, there's a couple of teams I'd like to see knock off Culver. Carmel is one of them.
Yeah.
You know, that's,
what were you going to say?
No, yeah, that's all you, buddy. Go ahead.
I was going to say, I'm excited for this, Zionsville Culver game this Friday. That'll be a fun one to watch.
Sure. Yeah. And they're doing a home and home, I think. I'm pretty sure that's what it is. So.
Yeah.
But yeah, that'll be closely watched, by a lot of teams that, you know, are in the state tournament. I know that, you know, the other half of the bracket is going to want to be able to see them play, even though they don't play them.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. Carmel loses 2 1 goal games. Let's say Zionsville does the same or even splits with them. That's got to give a lot of teams hope because this team is not by any means, you know, indestructible or not, you know, capable of being beat. I mean, you look back at your two games you played against them. I'm sure there's things you guys are like, okay, we can beat this team if we just shore up like two or three things. So, I'm heavily looking forward to Friday. There will be not just Zionsville and Culver fans in that rink. I can assure you that. So that'll be a good one. So, hey, man, I'm going to kind of, like, switch gears here. You're playing for Dan Desmond, you know, a veteran coach as far as high school is concerned. You know, talk about your relationship with him and maybe some of the things you like about his coaching style and how that makes you guys successful.
I've been with – I mean, this is my third year with Coach. He kind of looked at me freshman year, but wanted to give me a little bit more chance to develop for gold. But he's really, I mean, he's really passionate about the game and about us. He doesn't just like want to see us succeed in hockey, but also in all aspects of life. And just, I like his coaching style because like whenever he's like trying to give us like a lesson, it's not always just about hockey. He kind of relates to the real world, which is nice. And it just like kind of gives us a different way to look at something. So yeah, I mean, I'm really glad, you know, he gave me a chance because I remember my sophomore year, I wasn't playing as much as I like to. And I went up and I talked to him. I go, hey, what do I need to do to get more playing time? Do I need to, you know, I just worked on whatever he told me to. And that ended up getting me some more playing time, which was very nice. So yeah,
nice.
I mean, he's a good coach, but you know, he just loves the game and loves us. And I would not want to have better, or a different head coach.
Right on. Very good, man. That's good words, man. All right, dude, before we jump into kind of the guy's side of it, I'm going to do a quick little ad read here. Hoosier Hockey Live, episode 18, featuring Teddy Munn, the Carmel Sensation, is brought to you by All Black Hockey Sticks. Go to allblackhockeysticks.com. Jump on there. They've got sticks, for adult players, for intermediate players, for junior players. So any stick size you need, they got. Any curve, any lie, any weight. So jump on there. It's allblackhockeysticks.com. Make sure you're typing in the referral box, Hoosier Hockey Live, and you'll be entered for a special prize at the end of the month. So thanks to All Black for their support of Hoosier Hockey Live. Episode 18 is also brought to you by Steiner Sports Training. Steiner Sports Training in Indianapolis has the hockey treadmill on the hockey deck, also have Olympic-style weights, and a turf room for running sprints, plyometrics, yoga, etc. So steinersportstraining.com for that, and All Black Hockey Sticks, thanks for your support of Hoosier Hockey Live. Teddy Munn. Carmel has 10 seniors this year in the program. So just kind of speak to, the experience in the room and what that brings to having a top five team.
The seniors, we had a big senior class sophomore year and this year. Last year we only had, I think, four seniors maybe. So There's a lot of leadership in this room, and a lot of the seniors have won a state championship. So they can kind of get the younger guys, or like the guys that haven't really experienced that, to like know what it's like and how much you want it. So that's nice. And then like just the leadership, it kind of like guides to the game, like being prepared for the game, like mentally prepared, physically prepared, stuff like that. And like, especially in practices, like our practices at the beginning of the year were just not good. And I think once we kind of like guided the younger kids and told them how important it was and stuff like that, we got a lot better and stuff like that. So yeah, just leadership has been so good this year. And our captain, Ryan Morris, he's a great leader. I couldn't think a better one, honestly, for our team. He leads by example. Not always the loudest guy, but when he has to be, he will be. So that's nice.
Yeah, one thing I noticed about Morris, and this speaks to leadership, is during last weekend, I only saw you guys in the championship game, but on the bench, he was kind of directing traffic and kind of getting, mini huddles going and kind of, talking about stuff. So just the mentorship of that style of leader, it looks to be something that the other guys like playing for and something that they respect. So I don't know if you can speak to that further, but
yeah, he does. He always likes to get a little group going, either if it's with the defense or the whole team. I remember one of the practices we were doing terrible, and he brought us all together, just told us to calm down and just focus on our passes, shooting the puck and driving the net hard. So yeah, he always likes to do that, which is nice.
Right on. All right, man. I want to ask a couple questions. Actually, I'm going to do rapid fire. You mind doing rapid fire with me?
Sure.
Okay. All right, man. Rapid fire is just a few questions where you think of the first thing that comes to your head and then just fire it off. Pump up song.
UCLA.
Favorite hockey brand?
Bauer.
Favorite soda? I know you don't drink soda, but what's your favorite soda?
Root beer.
Root beer. All right. Cheat meal.
What?
Cheat meal.
What's that?
Like where you eat healthy during the year, but like you have a cheat meal that's maybe not the best for you?
Popsicles.
Popsicles. Okay. Right on. Didn't really do my homework before this, so I'm going to ask anyway. When I check out chicks, I first see their what?
Personality.
Good answer, brother. Good answer. All right. Finish the sentence. A perfect end of this year would be a what?
State championship.
Well done. All right, man. So I'm going to jump back into the kind of the locker room, friendship side of the game. Who's the biggest knucklehead in the room?
I'd have to go with Evan Melanchthon. He's probably our biggest knucklehead, definitely.
Right on. Any pranks that he pulls?
Not really. He's just like the loudest guy, and he's just funny to look at, I guess. Like watching him dance or do something stupid, it's so funny.
Right on. Very good, man. Who's the most underrated guy on the Carmel roster? Like, who's the sleeper on the team, and why do you think that is?
I'd have to go with probably either Evan Szczynski or Owen Hamilton. Sauce, he, at the beginning of, like, when I started playing with him, he was very quiet, and, like, he didn't really talk to anybody or anything like that. He didn't really know what to do. And now, him as a junior and sort of a, you know, upperclassman, I think he knows what to do now. This year he's been playing the body. He's gotten a lot faster. He always used to do this thing where he'd skate it all the way down in the corner, and I'd go, Sauce, what are you doing? He goes, I don't know what to do. So then I, like, you know, kind of taught him what to do, and now he's scoring more goals and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, though, he just broke his wrist on Saturday or something.
Oh, no.
Yeah, we were playing Bloomington, and he went into a corner to hit somebody, came back to the bench, his wrist is broken. I think he's having surgery actually today. So, yeah, I mean, that's a huge loss on our side. He was a big grinder for our team. Penalty kill, he could get it done. And so, yeah, it's going to be a tough loss.
Right on. All right. Let me funnel through these again, make sure I didn't miss anything, man. Oh, here's a good one. This will be a good one to wrap on. All right, man. What's the dream matchup that you want this year? It could be someone you've already had or someone you want that you haven't played.
For the state championship?
Who's that team you got to have, that game that you got to have one more time before you wrap your career up in high school?
I want to say Culver because, I mean, this year we lost to him twice. Last year we lost to him 6-1, and I don't think I've ever actually – no, I beat Culver my sophomore year in the Cornfield Cup up at Culver when we won that tournament, but that's the only time. And I've never beat him in state, so I think if I had any team this year, it'd be Culver to beat.
Right on, man. Well, it looks like, looking at the schedule, it looks like you guys have two games left, if I'm right. You have the 22nd against HSE, and then March 1st against South Bend Adams, is that right?
Yep.
Cool. And then it's on to the state tournament, and that'll be the following weekend. So two more games for Carmel Gold, and then off to the state tournament. Teddy, man, we would love, you know, to see you guys win a state title. Someone, you know, that's on Hoosier Hockey Live and giving us some time. You know, we appreciate you coming on, and best of luck towards the state title, man.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for having me. It's been awesome.
Right on. All right. Thanks, Teddy. See you, buddy.
See you.
That was Teddy Munn. Thanks for coming on, Ted. Appreciate your time. And again, Carmel will be home on the 22nd of February. They're going to play HSEA on Rink 1 at 10:15 p.m. And then March 1st, they're going to be on the road against South Bend Adams at 9:30. So it's looking as if Carmel is going to end the year strong and head into the state tournament here on a nice little win streak. So that's that. Wow. Two episodes in one day. What a day. So we'd like to say thanks to Rhett Bly and Teddy Munn for giving up part of their holiday to be with Hoosier Hockey Live. A quick shout out to our sponsors one more time, Steiner Sports Training out of Indianapolis. SteinerSportsTraining.com for all your workout needs. All Black Hockey Sticks, thanks again to Larry and his crew for the support. Go to AllBlackHockeySticks.com for the best stick you're going to swing. I've swung them for 5 years, and I won't swing anything else. So go to AllBlackHockeySticks.com. Mention Hoosier Hockey Live in the referral box for a chance to win a prize at the end of the month. We're going to wrap this beast up. Again, thanks for being with us. Enjoy the rest of the week.